My reflections of the sitter are the most profound of the three actors in this important dialogue: the artist, the sitter, the curator. In response to our conversations, I wrote a short poem worth reading entitled Deciphered, My Fair Lady. An extract from that poem is as follows. Her spirit transcends image. Her voice calls out to me, deep from the ages, deeper still into my soul. Time stops. Say what you see. Say what you don't see. I'm emotionally drawn to her, and I find it moving to reflect on what her image looking back at me says to me. I feel challenged to give her voice, honored to give her humanity, proud to be her enabler, remembering for her what must have been difficult times in a difficult place. A reminder of how things were, and in many ways, the way things still are in some quarters of society today. The sitter is actually the one actor I want to write least about. Not many words needed for me. The emotional connection is such a strong one in reality. In stark contradiction in terms, she looks like no Black woman I know, as proffered by one of my colleagues in our discussions. Yet, I find myself drawn to the image, wanting deeply to represent her today as she was never represented yesterday. I feel a duty, a calling almost, never to forget. She speaks to me in a way which charges me with the responsibility that has permeated aspects of my life, how I carry myself, a rejuvenation of my values, to uphold the most sacred of all things, love. For she reminds me that when all is said and done, remember this, we are all human. Powerful stuff, I think. I'm welling up. In many ways, it doesn't matter to me so much whether she is a real sitter or a figment of female's imagination. The important point is the impact it has had and continues to have on me every time I look at the piece. Her story is my story, despite the way she is portrayed.